Arizona's immigration crisis.
Joining us now is KTAR news reporter Taylor Tassler, who just got back from spending time on the Mexican border near Yuma in the southwestern part of Arizona. I don't know if it was fortuitous, but Taylor was there just as Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced a new plan to deal with the surge of migrants expected upon the May 11th expiration of the Title 42 COVID-19 policy. So, Taylor, thanks for getting up early with us. What was it like directly on the border? I know you were out there late at night. Was it busy?
It wasn't super busy when we're out there. I've been told by Border Patrol that the migrants typically cross between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. I think just the temperatures are so much cooler. That's when they see hundreds to thousands of crossings a day. But I did see people cross. I met a woman and spoke to her about her story and, you know, why she came here and what really her journey was like.
What was the mood of that conversation?
I will say one of the things that took me off guard was just the relief I saw on her face the minute she crossed the border. It just felt like she was carrying a lot of weight, and the minute she crossed, she kind of let it all go. She told me it took her about 4 days. She came from Colombia. She was leaving because a high government worker had threatened her and was having her harassed, and she saw no other way but to leave her country. She sold her car, and that was the money she used to get to the U.S., and she waited. She knew to sit and wait for CBP. She waited for them. The agents came. They had a discussion, and then she got in their car, and they drove off.
So she was an asylum seeker?
Yes.
Okay. How are border agents feeling about what's going on? Are they preparing for the end of Title 42? And did they talk to you at least about the new plan that their boss, Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, announced yesterday?
So yesterday when this was announced, I was at a press conference with CBP, and we did ask them, you know, what is the plan for when Title 42 ends? They didn't go into the details that I saw the write-up was and what Mayorkas announced, but they did say they've increased technology capabilities. They're increased processing coordinators, essentially, so that the agents can be on the border. They're not tied up with all the paperwork. They have more people there to do the processing so the agents can physically be there on the border, upping security guards. Like, they're really upping staffing levels. And the overall feel I got from them, they kept saying, like, we are prepared. We are ready for this. We can't predict what we're going to see, but we're ready, which I think is something very different than what we've heard leading up to the end of Title 42. They seemed very just prepared, and they're ready to take it head on, and they don't feel like they're going to be blindsided. So that was really the conversations I had with CBP yesterday when I was down in Yuma.
We are talking to KTAR's Taylor Tassler. She was on the U.S. border near Yuma yesterday, and you also went to the Yuma Medical Center, which has been getting a lot of attention over the past year or two about the surge and their inability to handle all the migrants they're treating. It's cost the hospital millions in unreimbursed funds. What did you see?
Yeah, so while I was down there, I went to go speak with them and really get an update. And they were telling me they think they are closer now than ever before to finding a payer source for the millions of dollars that they're out. They said they've been working a lot with Mark Kelly and Senator Sinema, and they really think they're close to a deal and finding that payer source. But one thing we really did speak about was how the type of care they're providing really shifts during the summer months. When I spoke to them a couple of months ago, they were seeing a lot of pregnant migrants come in, and they had no prenatal care, so babies were in the NICU, moms were having extended stays. They still see that over the summer heavily, but they're also dealing with a lot of dehydration from migrants trying to make that trek in the really, really hot desert, and they're coming in dehydrated. They're coming in with broken bones, sprained ankles, so that really, they're taking a lot of care of migrants with those symptoms, and that really gets exacerbated over the summer months. So they're preparing for that as well, and I asked them about their preparations for Title 42 and a potential surge. And they are beefing up staffing. Granted, they're having to pay more since travel nurses are more expensive because people left the industry. But they told me they are ready. They will provide the care. They will never deny the care. They are ready to take care and provide care to the migrants and the people of Yuma.
All right. Yeah, that's KTAR's Taylor Tassler, just back from a trip down to Yuma. She was there as Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, announced a new border plan. We'll get you details on that plan, the details that we have, at least, coming up in less than a half hour. But the last thing she mentioned there is people at the Yuma Regional Medical Center being treated for heat-related injuries, and it's really a lot of what the Border Patrol does as it starts to get hot on the border. They're rescuing rather than capturing migrants. I'm going to be interested to see if we have, morbidly interested, I should say, to see if we're going to see an increase in deaths in the desert with this surge of migrants we've seen recently.